we surveyed almost 6,000 women in total, and the African countries that we covered were Cote d'Ivoire, Mozambique, Nigeria, and Tanzania. We asked the women in our cashew processing plants, over and above their wage, what was the single most important factor to them in their employment? And 36% of those women identified that working gives them independence and choices. Quite a close second at 33%, they singled out the impact on status and confidence. So it really demonstrated to us that working in our cashew supply chains provides more than just a wage packet to these women.
So you mentioned this was a cashew supply chain. So what exactly was the type of work that the women are doing?
The women that were surveyed work primarily in manual process. So it's unskilled work where the cashew supply chain involves a huge amount of labor. And really, it has to be done well. A lot of that work has to be done manually in terms of peeling the outer skin off the cashew nut. Because when a nut is whole, it's worth considerably more than if it's cracked or damaged. And these women are very skilled at doing that.
What opportunities are there for women working in agriculture processing?
What we find with the women in agricultural processing is that because they value their employment and they look at the independence that it gives them, there are opportunities for them to go over and above the manual work into the more skilled aspect in our processing plants. And they're very good managers, and they then gain more status within their community. And obviously, we offer them maternity rights and other benefits over and above the wage that they have, as they would in any developing country.
How, then, important are training programs, and how are they incorporated into the workplace environment? And actually, how do women respond to the training?
We found really across our supply chains, women are very responsive to training and generally are more responsive often on many occasions than men to the opportunities that training bring to them. So women on the shop floor are given the opportunity to progress if they show an interest in doing that. But I think I should also point out that many women that do this unskilled work for us are, in fact, using this as a supplementary income to the fact that they're also running a family farm. So generally, we build our factories very close to the farm gate, as it were, right close to where the cashews are actually grown, so that we can create a local economy. And obviously, it's good from an environmental point of view not to be carrying huge amounts of waste across the world to other origins to do the processing. So many of these women will come and do maybe as little as 5 hours a day in our factory. That they have the option, the factories are open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they can come in and do as many hours as they choose. And then often at certain times of the year, they maybe only will do 5 hours a day, and then they'll go back and work on their own family farm.
How important, then, is the workplace environment in creating a good, sociable, and supportive place for women to work?
It's a fabulous place to be. I visited most of these sites, and there's a real hum and a buzz of the women who work on the shop floor. 19% of the respondents felt that the opportunities at work give them useful information to take back to their family. And I think we all know that that really means that the women are sitting on the line. They're obviously working with the women in their community. They have access to the unions or collective bargaining so that they, again, give them the same rights as they would be in a developing nation. We also do a lot of work around health and health education. We have a very extensive HIV program. And last year, our HIV effort reached over 234,000 individuals. There's other information on malaria and all the other diseases that are prevalent in the origins in the emerging markets where we work.